This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Have a think about this. How many passwords do you have? Do you do the right thing and ensure each one is different and complex, or are you one of those people that has just one password for absolutely everything? Well, it doesn't matter what we do because passwords are everywhere, and the number of passwords we need seems to be constantly increasing. Now imagine if we didn't need any passwords at all. Well, we could be heading in that direction. Last week, we saw the introduction of passkeys, which was an update in Apple's latest iOS 16 operating system, which could make passwords a thing of the past. Paul Haskell-Dowland is a professor of cybersecurity practice at Edith Cowan University. Paul, welcome to Joy Drive.
A very good afternoon to you.
Paul, before we get into the passkeys, what are the most common mistakes that we make with our passwords?
Well, I think you've sort of covered one of the big crimes, which is using the same password repeatedly. And to give you an idea of numbers, you mentioned people having lots and increasing numbers of passwords. I have over 500. So I have an enormous number of different passwords. And one of the critical things is making sure that each and every one of those is unique. And the reason for that is that most of our passwords sit on websites. So we go to a website, we create an account, and of course we can't think of a new one. So we use one that we've used previously, and then we do that whole process again the day after. And before we know it, a single password is sitting on lots and lots of websites. And that would be fine if we could trust them all. But the fact that there are close to 12 billion passwords floating around on the internet that have been stolen from various sources, various locations, indicates that there's a very strong possibility that at least one of those sites will be compromised. And so quite potentially your one password that is shared across multiple sites is already out there, already visible, and potentially being reused.
Paul, 500 passwords, that's a lot of passwords. How are you keeping on top of remembering all of those passwords?
So I would like to say that I'm one of those people who can remember everything. But if my wife was listening, she would remind me I have almost no memory whatsoever. And the reality is that I use technology. I use something called a password manager. And password managers are great. They will allow you to create seemingly long, complex, random passwords and store them safely away, so that every time I go to the website, I just click a button and it logs in for me. But it is still using the underlying password. Now, all of mine are unique. Every single one of them is different. But that password is still stored on that remote website. So in the event that the website is compromised, my password does end up published somewhere online. So even with things like password managers, you've still got to send your password to the website. It still has to be stored in some form on the website that you're visiting, and therefore still has the potential to be stolen, copied, and then published online. So even if it's just a risk of one website instead of 100, it's still a risk.
Paul, what's the passkeys that Apple has introduced as part of the latest iOS update?
So a lot of people will now be used, particularly on Apple devices, but we also see it on Android as well, where you might go to a website and instead of having to find or remember or select your password, you've allowed your phone to store it. And you might even go as far as to use your face or your finger to unlock it. But that technology is still fundamentally the same. It simply protects and stores your passwords, but it still has to send them to the remote website. And what passkeys does is it takes it a little bit further. So instead of having to send your password, even if it is a unique one, to that website, it basically does a process of proof. So your phone or your mobile device or your laptop proves to the website that you are who you say you are, and the website in turn proves itself to your device. So it becomes quite complicated and technical. It's all very mathematical, but it comes down to a level of trust between your device, your phone, and the remote system that you are connecting to using a technology called public key cryptography. And I'm not going to go into the maths behind it, but it fundamentally creates a pair of keys, one that sits on the server, one that sits on your device, that are unique, that are not directly relatable, and cannot be derived from each other. So even if you compromise the web server, the information you capture cannot be used in any way, shape, or form.
We're chatting with Paul Haskell-Dowland, Professor of Cybersecurity Practice at Edith Cowan University, about Apple's passkeys update and how it could make traditional passwords obsolete. Is that the case, though? Because from what you've just mentioned, you still have your passwords. It's just this is a way of accessing the passwords, right?
So it in a way, yes, but it does remove the idea of having a password that you send to the server.
Right.
So it becomes a form of trust between your mobile device and the remote server. But the bigger problem is that there are hundreds of millions, if not billions, of websites out there, many of which require username and password to log into, and many of which are free. And so there's going to be a cost to move to the concept of passkeys. Changes have to be made to the web server. And of course, not every organization, not every website is going to want to adopt the latest technology. They may even see it as a fad. So there will be some big websites, probably the big social media giants, big e-commerce platforms that will probably adopt this platform very soon. And so you'll start to see it appearing. But there'll be something that we refer to as the long tail. So it might happen very quickly in some really big websites, but there'll be millions of other websites that will take weeks, months, years, and maybe even never adopting this particular approach. So we're still going to have passwords in use, but hopefully they will become less common. And they will also be used on less important or less sensitive websites.
Paul, so passkeys are, it was on the latest Apple update. If other companies, say Microsoft, develop their own version of passkeys, will we end up with lots of different systems? And is that a good thing?
So definitely not a good thing. And it is very likely to be a problem at the very beginning. So the concept behind passkeys is actually a well-established standard, and it is an open standard that's sort of published online, and it can already be used on many types of devices. But we haven't yet seen it actually rolled out on Microsoft devices, nor on Android. So initially, it will only be available to Apple users, but Microsoft and Google have both already made it clear that they're working on this, and that it is going to be coming to updates to their platforms in the not-too-distant future. And in time, we're likely to see a common system that works across all of the major platforms. And so you'll probably be able to use it fairly transparently between your plethora of devices. So I myself use Windows, I use Linux systems, Android and iOS systems, the Apple devices. And so I'm very much looking forward to the day when I can use a common approach across all of my devices.
Paul, passkeys at the moment use biometrics to verify that it's us, like our face gets scanned. The whole, point of having password managers and passkeys is so that we can keep our passwords safe and have a bunch of different passwords so that if, one site gets hacked, then we're safe from all the others. But is biometrics safe?
So biometrics is still pretty safe. And you've obviously seen James Bond films where a bit of silly putty or some silicone gel can be used to replicate a fingerprint, and may have even seen people using another phone or a photo to try and fool a facial biometric system. The reality is that those approaches have significantly improved in the last decade. And so when I was an academic, 10 years ago, I was demonstrating how you can fool fingerprint sensors with all kinds of materials. But a lot of those approaches don't work anymore. And in order to bypass passkeys, you would have to firstly secure my device, you'd have to steal my phone, and somehow you would then have to present a convincing face to the phone to unlock it. And that's no longer a photo, because the modern cameras, the modern phones have cameras within them that basically build a 3D model of the face. So you'd actually have to have a full face mask that sort of wrapped around and replicated my face in order to be able to unlock the phone.
Eventually, complicated.
Absolutely. And eventually these things will get better and better. And of course, the criminals who are looking to compromise these systems will also get more sophisticated. So it's the game of cat and mouse, and we're always looking to be one up on the opponent.
Absolutely.
Paul, so for those of us with Apple products, would you recommend that we use the passkeys over a password manager?
Absolutely. But bear in mind, you're going to be very limited on where you can use it. So whilst the Apple website, for example, may support it in the near future, there's still no sign of organizations like Facebook and eBay adopting it. So it's going to take time before there's really a critical mass of really useful services that make you want to turn to it. So in the short term, we're still going to be using our password managers, maybe locking away the passwords in our phones and unlocking those with our faces. But over time, we will start to encounter more and more websites, more and more systems that will support passkeys. And hopefully, the process of activating that will become transparent. And, you know, the minute you visit a website that you haven't used passkeys before, it will start to prompt you and say, this is a function you can use. Would you like to?
I can't wait, Paul, until the day we don't have to worry about passwords. I remember one weekend I sat down and I made sure every password of mine was completely different, and it took a whole weekend.
It did indeed. I can remember doing the same myself, and I still think back as to how on earth I did that. But it will get easier, and I'm just hoping that when we do reach that stage, there isn't a whole new approach that suddenly gets invented that requires us to do the whole process again.
Yes, many, many hours. Paul, thank you so much for chatting to us on Joy Drive.
My pleasure.
That's Paul Haskell-Dowland, Professor of Cybersecurity Practice at Edith Cowan University.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.